So grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of today's sermon? Embracing the Enemy. Our text is Matthew chapter 5. Jesus said, "You heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father in heaven." Today's sermon is a very special message. You'll find no sermon outline in the handout as usual. Today we have a story sermon. Zechariah is quite an unusual name for a Filipino. Zechariah Dayot's parents broke family and cultural traditions when they gave their newborn son the name of Zechariah, the name of an Old Testament prophet. The name Zechariah in Hebrew means God remembers. The ancient prophet Zechariah lived in a time when his country was invaded and treated very harshly by the invading armies of the Babylonians. The prophet Zechariah was called by God to bring a message of hope in very troubled times. And even though the parents of Zechariah Dayot did not know it, they could not have given their son a more appropriate name. Zechariah Dayot grew up in the very peaceful years in the Philippines of the 1920s and 1930s. He married young, he had children, he was a Christian man, and knew that he was called by God to be a pastor. He was just beginning his life as a new pastor when World War II began and the Japanese armies invaded his homeland of the Philippines in 1941. His small village was right in the path of the advancing and invading Japanese army. It was decided by the villagers that all men and boys would flee into the jungle and hide, and certainly just a village of women and children would be left alone by the invading army. If the men stayed behind, a battle might ensue. The mayor of the village stayed behind to greet the Japanese soldiers, to explain to them that the village was peaceful and wanted no trouble. But the Japanese officers were very angry with what they discovered. They thought the Filipino men were simply hiding in the jungle to come attack them at a later time. A horrible decision was made to make this village an example for all the villages of the Philippines. Every house was burned. Every animal was killed. Every woman and every child was killed. This would be a warning to anybody who would resist the invading army. When Zechariah Dayot returned to his village, everything he had ever loved was destroyed. In terrible grief, he buried his wife and his children. Then he returned to the jungle to fight the invaders. Over the years, he was shot, beaten, tortured, and almost killed. When the war finally ended, 4 years later, he had lost everything except his freedom and his faith in God. Within a year or two, he found a new wife, began a new family, returned to his work as a pastor, went back to school, and got a doctor's degree. Years passed, more children were born, and now Dr. Zechariah Dayot was a leader in the Philippine church. The tragedy of World War II was fading away. He was happily married, and soon he became a seminary professor. Who would ever want to do that? He became the president of the Organization of the Filipino Christian Churches, the entire country of the Philippines. At the same time, and I hope you're now listening to this, at the same time, Christians in Japan decided it was time to heal old wounds. They decided it was time to travel to the Philippines and ask for forgiveness for what had happened in the war. They wanted to humble themselves in a public ceremony to tell the Christians there, to tell anybody in the Philippines who would listen, that they were asking for forgiveness. In his role as the president of the Philippine Christian Churches, Dr. Zachariah Dayot was asked to go to the Manila airport and greet the visitors. But he just could not do it. He thought his old anger and hurt had healed over the years, but when he thought about walking on that Manila airport runway to greet the Japanese visitors, his heart turned cold. How could he extend his hands to the people from a country who killed his wife, his children, and almost him? He firmly refused to greet the Japanese delegation asking for forgiveness. But when the day of their arrival came, Zachariah became more and more troubled in his heart. He remembered shoveling dirt from the graves of his wife and children, but he also remembered the words of Jesus in Matthew 5. You heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He also remembered what Jesus said when he was dying on the cross, paying for the sins of the world. Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Zechariah knew that forgiveness was the very heart of the gospel. Forgiveness and undeserved grace is the very center of what it means to be a Christian. But how could such terrible cruelty be forgiven? He knew that on his own, he could not forgive. But when Zechariah meditated upon what Jesus did at the cross, his heart was softened. He recognized once again that Jesus paid for his sins, that Jesus paid for the sins of the world, that Jesus paid for the sins of these Japanese, and now these Japanese Christians who came back, they were his Christian brothers. There came a moment when a decision had to be made, and Zachariah Dayot made it. He rushed to the airport to do what he had to do. Standing on the airport, tears filling his eyes, he was the first person to greet the Japanese delegation as they stepped upon his homeland of the Philippines. As he bowed and extended his hand to them, he later says that healing began in his heart. It was not easy, but upon that day, he was beginning to be able to set aside the past hurts and anger. His act of forgiving them, he said, began to heal his own heart. The old, old war was finally ended. He became a symbol of hope and forgiveness for all Filipinos. His preaching of this same message of forgiveness across the land was used by God to do mighty things. Well, the years passed, and old Dr. Zachariah Dayot continued to be a prophet and preacher of hope. He very much lived up to the name his parents gave him, and as a seminary professor, he taught new generations of preachers to preach the word of God's forgiveness. And his students honored old Dr. Zachariah Dayot as a hero of both war and peace. My story is finished, but now it's time to listen to God's word again for your heart. The example of Dr. Zachariah Dayot can inspire us today. Perhaps there's somebody in your life who has hurt you deeply or made your life very difficult. You've been angry with this person for a very long time. Whenever you see them, you avoid them and walk the other way. The hurt, you say, is just too deep. But then feel old Dr. Zacharias Dayot. Feel his hand upon your shoulder. Feel him gently nudge you to that person, to call out their name, to walk toward them, to extend your hand to them. Forgiveness in Christ's name is possible. Forgiveness brings healing. Anger can be replaced with God's grace. My friends, you and I can never fully heal until we have embraced the enemy. The anger of bitterness within us is like a poison that sickens us. We ask God to help us to embrace the enemy, as did Zachariah Dayot. Maybe it'll be a handshake or a heart-to-heart conversation. Maybe it'll be a written letter. Maybe it will be a quiet hand upon a shoulder or a shared cup of tea. Maybe it will be speaking to your pastor. If the person you need to forgive cannot be located or has already died. Life is too wonderful and too short to have it poisoned by unforgiveness. Too many people have died a slow death of bitterness. We embrace the enemy to be free from the pain of the past. Just as Dr. Zachariah Dayot learned, we cannot do this on our own strength. We can only forgive when we look to Jesus, who died on the cross to forgive our sins. He died for us. He rose for us. He won the victory over sin, death, and devil for us. My friends, He has forgiven us our sins. My friends, can you hear me? We are forgiven. And because we are forgiven, we forgive others. Let us walk alongside Zachariah Dayot on that airport runway, so we too can embrace the enemy. This is God's will for our lives today. In the name of Jesus.